from NPR West. This is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. President Bush will announce the successor to Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan. Mr. Bush is expected to make that announcement in about 1 hour. Greenspan has said he'll step down at the end of January. And here with us to discuss the latest news is Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief, John Dimsdale. And John, who is President Bush expected to name to succeed Greenspan?
Well, several news organizations are saying it's Ben Bernanke, and he had been on top of the list of speculation for several months now. He's a former member of the Fed, joined them in 2002. He'd been on there for about 2.5 years when President Bush earlier this year tapped him to run his Council of Economic Advisers. Now, that could have been, in hindsight, a move to let the two of them sort of get to know each other. They've known that Alan Greenspan would be retiring after his last Fed meeting will be at the end of January. So the White House has been thinking about this, and that's fueled some of the speculation that it would be Ben Bernanke.
Ben Bernanke, as you say, head of the President's Council of Economic Advisers. So will he be independent of the White House?
Well, that's going to be a question that will be raised by the Senate when it takes up this nomination, as if it is Ben Bernanke, as chairman of the Economic Advisers, has he become a little bit too close to the president? Some of these same arguments we've heard in the Harriet Myers nomination to the Supreme Court. You know, the independence of the Fed from political influence over interest rates is a cherished part of our financial system. And it could cause some problems on Wall Street if Bernanke doesn't show that he can resist what are sometimes very strong pressures. When the economy hits a rough patch, the politicians really want lower interest rates to keep things going, to keep jobs created, which isn't necessarily in the long term the right thing for the economy to do. One former Fed chairman once said that, you know, my job is to take the punch bowl away from the party just when the party gets going.
And so far, I don't know if you can assess this so far, but what does Wall Street think of Ben Bernanke?
Well, he has a good reputation. He's had a very illustrious academic career. He's a known quantity. He's served on the Fed, as I said. He's going to be, welcomed. He will probably keep Greenspan's policies for the most part. There has been a little bit of a difference between Ben Bernanke and Alan Greenspan. Bernanke argued that the Fed should be more specific in its targets for inflation and interest rates. Greenspan has always said, well, that should be a little more nebulous. You know, the Fed needs room to maneuver. When you've got an economy, a different type of economy might need a different target. Bernanke will try to be a little more specific, like say we're going to go for an interest rate of X percent, more specific than Alan Greenspan. So there's a little bit of a difference there.
And let's talk a little bit about Alan Greenspan's legacy. He has been the Fed chief since 1987. So tell us about the legacy he leaves.
He came in just after a very rough economy. There'd been very high inflation, the recession of the early 1980s. His predecessor, Paul Volcker, had been very strong in fighting that inflation, raising interest rates into the double digits even. So Alan Greenspan is given a lot of credit for calming markets. He's got good credentials as an inflation fighter. He's really politically savvy, knows how Washington works. And, you know, he came in with the administration of President Gerald Ford in the 1970s. He's got Bernanke, if that's who it is, will have big shoes to fill.
Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale. Thanks a lot, John.
You're welcome.